everybody. Welcome back. Welcome back. It's Sister Wives. We are watching from the beginning while we wait for the end. It's the Sarah Fraser Show. I'm your host, Sarah. And I'm laughing hysterically because I actually started to record this episode and I just did a whole tangent that had nothing to do with Sister Wives. And I stopped myself and I said, Sarah, just shut the fuck up. I mean, just get to the Sister Wives. Do you ever do that to yourself? I am trying to say less, if you can believe it. I know you're here because you like my hot takes, but I'm truly trying to make a statement and shut up. But I have an ADD mind, so I'm always thinking of a million questions. And there's so many topics and people I could talk to for hours, which is why I don't get enough done. So let's stay on topic. Today we are reviewing season one of Sister Wives, episode 7, and it's fourth wife and counting. And we see Robin and the Codemeister tie the knot. This is a pivotal moment in Sister Wives history because we go all the way up from here for the next couple of seasons and then crash. We come way down to where we are today, where Cody and Robin have essentially solidified their I do not believe they're fully going to be monogamous because we have a huge show and franchise to keep up, but they are just the two of them now. This, if you want a show to go back and feel good and fall in love with all of these individuals again and love the Codemeister, this is the season for you. This episode is so good. They're 20 minutes, 22 minutes from start to finish. If you get HBO Max like I do, you don't even get any commercials. And so essentially you're just getting scene after scene and it's so good. But the entire episode is Cody and Robin's wedding. And we start out with the day they're getting up. Robin has three children, as we know from her prior marriage to David. And so she's getting the kids ready and Cody's coming over. And we see the big mishap of this episode is their wedding invitations were sent out and printed with the wrong address. Such a wrong address, in fact, it's apparently like a fire hydrant. The address is essentially a fire hydrant in a freaking cul-de-sac somewhere in Utah. Cody is driving all over hell and half acre trying to find this exact address. Now, again, this is 2010. So this is when we still all had the TomTom GPS and it blew and people were listening to the TomTom and driving into ponds. All right. So he's got his like TomTom GPS. He's driving around and he thinks he finds the spot where the invitation says they're supposed to be getting married. And they have this jar that is, you know, has balloons sort of next to it. And in the jar is the actual address, okay, where people can go and watch their ceremony. Whew. Now, let me just say, there is something that happens in this episode that would never happen in television today. And that is, we do not actually see their wedding ceremony. Mm-mm. Television now. In fact, I guess because TLC was probably honoring their religious beliefs that TLC showed them that respect. I'm not sure TLC or any network, quite frankly, today would show them any respect. I think they'd say, okay, let's sit down here, Cody and the Robmeister. We know that you have these vows to the Heavenly Father, but let us be clear. We are paying you $3,000 an episode. That's probably what they made back then. They're making a lot more now. You're going to let us see something. And if our camera crew isn't going to be in there, then you and your kids are going to be filming on your damn cell phone and we're going to dub over the words. But we need to see the actual ceremony. However, the production team was very kind back in 2010, season one, and they did not film the holy ceremony where they all got together. They filmed the reception. So we, at first in this episode, the very first time you see Robin as a wife is in this second dress that she wore that's brown and kind of coordinates with the other sister wives. They're not really bridesmaids, but they're just sister wives, right? So kind of coordinates with them, and they're all taking family photos, which the family photos are beautiful, by the way, adorable, of everybody. Cody poses with all his different families. They pose all together with the children. He poses with Robin and her kids. And then we're going to go. Then we get to see a few little flashbacks of Robin in her wedding. Well, we get to see Robin in her wedding dress because she changes back into the wedding dress. But before we get to like the famous dance scene where Cody and his bowl hair are kicking it on the dance floor, let's go back because one of the funniest moments of this episode 7 is Cody at the beginning is going out with his guys. So this isn't a typical bachelor party. There's no strip club. There's no golf excursion. There's no... It's almost like they get into one of his pals' trucks. They maybe drive to like a local Mexican restaurant. They have a few tortilla chips and they come back. All right. That's about all. We get a glimpse into Cody being high maintenance and Cody's quirks when Robin is talking about the wifely duties she's going to take on and what she keeps in her house in regards to condiments, such as Cody always has to have celery in the house and salt. But he does not like pepper. And the one time that Robin made him eggs, she put pepper on him, and he said, Christine will teach you how I like you to cook. Oh my God. I'm sorry. I can't even imagine. In 2010, was I dating? No. I was 3 years away from meeting my schman, my husband. And I mean, it's true, though. When you're in love, if schman did not like pepper, I would have been like, okay, we're not doing pepper. So anyhow, we also see, you know, we see the mess up with the wedding address, and then we see all of the other women getting glam, the children getting glam, Mariah, Savannah, Isabel, all of Madison, all of the girls, young to Mary and Janelle and Christine, they're all getting glammed while Robin and Cody are getting ready. Obviously, I guess in the Mormon faith, it's not a bad sign to see your wife on their wedding day because Cody goes to Robin's apartment, makes sure she's all set. My husband and I, we like the night before, we stayed separate places. And then the first time he sees me again is in the wedding dress. Not them. The girls get glam. I mean, isn't it funny the hairstyles even in 2010? The curls were so tight. The curls, like, there was no beach wave in 2010. I mean, these curls were ringlets. All right. We're looking like a set of dolls for sale at the Walmart girls aisle. I mean, the girls were tight. The bobby pins were in with a little star on the bobby pin. It's a look, okay? Not one that transcends now to 2024, but it was a look then. So no cameras at the ceremony. We don't know what their vows were. And all we hear is Robin discuss how beautiful the ceremony was. It was gorgeous. And this is a telling moment. This is, I will say, while this episode and season is so wholesome, so likable, this is a telling moment when Robin describes their wedding ceremony. And she says, oh my God, it was beautiful. It was spiritual. And none of the women, none of the other wives have anything to say. They look down. They look off. So aren't you always curious? I would love, love, love to, there's a question when I get to interview some of them, is what were you all really thinking with that ceremony? Did it go so deep that you all began to have more insecurities and red flags? Or were you all just, you'd filmed all day and you were bored and tired and you were looking down? I don't know. But that I thought was a really telling moment. And then the producers ask all the women about their weddings, their wedding ceremonies, their vows. Mary jumps in and is like, mine was amazing. Because Mary's the first wife, right? And season one, Cody seems like he's still in love with her. He even says to her at the end of the night, I mean, it's wild because now he's at the point 14 years later, he can't even practically be in the same room as her. He says at the end of this episode, Mary, I love you. I'm so grateful for you. It's such a grateful, excited puppy dog of life. So Mary says about her wedding ceremony and vows, it was beautiful. It was amazing. They were both Mormons, right? So everybody that showed up was part of the Mormon faith. They were in it. They knew polygamy was ahead of them. All good. Then we have Janelle. Janelle's is depressing because all of her friends, all of her family abandoned her. They thought that what she was doing was disgusting. They didn't understand it. So hardly any of them showed up. And nobody came. Okay. Then we have Janelle, the third wife. Janelle's was like mediocre. It was okay. It seemed like it was simple. You know, her family, obviously, long history of polygamy. So they knew like the whole deal. Seems like they showed up. But there wasn't any pomp and circumstance and romance and real love. It doesn't seem like when you see and start looking at Cody and Robin and how excited they are about their ceremony. All right. So for whatever reason, you know, well, we know the reason in this episode. They say, the ceremony itself is very holy to us and we are not allowing cameras to be up. Boo, we don't care. Now in 2024, the production companies would go, too bad. You know, or maybe you get one or two negotiations, bring your cell phone in and you send us the footage. Okay. So at first, I'm like, oh my God, we're not going to see Robin's wedding dress. She's in that brown number. They do all the family photos, and then she does get into her wedding dress, her actual wedding dress. And I didn't love it. I didn't love it. Robin's wedding dress is long-sleeved. It's white. There's some beading on it. It's a little cinched at the waist, and then with almost kind of like a Cinderella-esque. It doesn't have a lot of tulle. It doesn't have a lot of fluff, but it wasn't great. I didn't love it. I loved way more because she has like this great figure. She's adorable. She's cute as a button. She's 30, 31. You know, she's very young. It's hard to believe, actually, Robin and I are not that different in age, are we? No, we are because Robin's now in her 50s. We're not the same age. Anyhow, so she is – no, is Robin? No, I don't even think Robin's 50. Okay, I'll do the math later. However, the dress I did not love. So when Robin was dress shopping with the women, they gave her far better advice. I was actually obsessed with the jacket. She had on a wedding dress and there was this really cute long sleeve jacket that kind of went over it. And it was very tailored and almost mermaid tail at the end. It was so beautiful. I thought she looked great. Young, effervescent. This one was, I mean, and maybe this is part of the Mormon faith, and I just don't know. But sweetheart, all we could see for skin was her fingertips. She was, I mean, from neck all the way down to the floor. You couldn't see a lick of skin. I'm like, looked like she was getting married with a sheet. I did not like it. I wasn't a fan. Not great. Now, we get to a very sentimental moment. Let me tell you about the sentimental moment, but first I want to thank a sponsor, TheSeedScout.com. Are you looking to have a baby on your own? Many of my fabulous TSFS listeners are single women. I get it. I want to have so many babies still. Well, Seed Scout is a top sperm bank, okay? So they are terrific in finding you high-quality sperm that is not resold on secondary and third markets like many sperm banks across the country do. Yes, you need to do your research. I love theseedscout.com. I know the founders, Danielle. You can actually email them direct and have a phone call with them. You get $100 off any of the services when you tell them the Sarah Fraser Show sent you. TheSeedScout.com. Now, maybe you're a lesbian couple. You're looking to start your family. They actually know exactly the sperm donors, how many times that sperm donor can donate. They track how many children are created from that wonderful man's sperm. And they make sure that the quality is kept at a high, high rate and that there are not hundreds and hundreds of children being made from your sperm donor. TheSeedScout.com. Mention the Sarah Fraser Show for $100 off any service you get. They are really on a mission to make more women that want to have a child on their own know about ethical sperm banks, lesbian couples, and heterosexual couples that are dealing with infertility issues around sperm. It's happening for more and more of us. We don't know exactly why. Could be environmental. Seems a lot like that. But TheSeedScout, you are in excellent hands. You may pay a little bit more, but it's going to be worth it. That old saying, you get what you pay for, is so true in the fertility world. Believe me, I'm living it. TheSeedScout.com. Are you trying to conceive? Have you tried a lot of things, don't know a reliable supplement to take? Well, I'm introducing you to You Natural. It's spelled EU Natural. They're on Amazon, and they have a conception for her formula and a conception for him, which, by the way, has over 23,000 five-star reviews on Amazon, and now I'm taking it. Very easy to take because, you know, sometimes multivitamins are tough. Well, this one is awesome, has a great vanilla flavor. I take it with food. And right now, when you go to Amazon and you buy any You Natural product or their bundle, put in the code FRASER20, get 20% off. I'm so excited for you guys to be on this journey with me to conceive, and this can give you the extra boost that you need. So order right now. Check out EU, You Natural on Amazon and use code FRASER20 to get 20% off their conception bundle or your entire order. That's EU Natural on Amazon, or follow the link on our website for 20% off the conception bundle with the promo code FRASER, FRASER20, FRASER20. I'm on a customer service kick right now. Customer service means so much to me. And Uplift Desk has a 4.9 Google rating on their customer service and thousands of five-star reviews. Oh my God, sign me up. Actually, I already own their stuff, so I'm here. Go to upliftdesk.com and use the promo code TSFS right now to save 5% off your entire order. This company is so customer service based. You can do everything by customizing the color, the type of top material you want for your desk. Schwann has their standing desk, and I have their ergonomic Invoke chair, which I love. My foot pain has gone away. My back pain has gone away from using their products. Go and check them out. If you've never heard of them, you're about to fall in love. Go to upliftdesk.com and use the promo code TSFS for 5% off your order. That's upliftdesk.com to get 5% off your entire order with the promo code TSFS. How ironic! I love this. Got a new podcast for you to listen to. Yes, I do. It's the Dr. John Delaney Show. Schwann and I were actually playing a clip from Dr. John's podcast because he was doing the topic of, are youth travel sports ruining families? Well, Dr. John Delaney has over 20 years of sitting with families and dealing with hurting people and mental health issues. He has a PhD in counseling. Delaney walks alongside real people as they navigate tough decisions. And this is actually something that I really enjoy about his show. It's caller driven. I feel like I'm going to have to get a caller-driven show, Dr. John. I love this. Anyway, listen to the Dr. John Delaney Show wherever you get your podcast, or you can follow the link in the description of this podcast episode. I always make it very, very easy to find my sponsors and people that I partner with. So start downloading and listening today to the Dr. John Delaney podcast. Enjoy. Are you trying to lose weight and keep it off for good? If you were like me, I have done every fad diet under the sun, and I started dieting when I was just 12 years old. I gained and lost 150 pounds from the ages of 12 to 28 when I finally got off the yo-yo dieting train. Well, if I had known of Dr. Applin and MyOptimalBody.com, my life would have been a lot easier, and I would have resolved my weight issues without doing drugs like Ozempic. Fine if you're on them, but if they're not working for you or you don't want to try them, MyOptimalBody.com has incredible success rates. Go to their website, check out their reviews, and see people who have had lasting weight loss change. Visit MyOptimalBody.com to request an appointment. Be sure to let them know that the Sarah Fraser Show sent you so you can qualify for a free personalized assessment plus a free 30-day supply of their gut repair product when you sign up for their customized plan. Again, that's MyOptimalBody.com. To request an appointment. Go there now and let me know what you think. So let's get back to the wedding and some of the other things that happened. A very emotional moment of this episode is the presentation of the Clotta ring, which is the sister wives thing, the very famous Irish ring. The women, especially Mary, you can already see because Mary and Robin are sort of now fast forwarding. Mary and Robin are tight. Christine and Janelle are tight. Although I think it's debatable how close Mary and Robin really are. However, they're the closest out of the women. I'm sure Garrison's passing has changed a lot of things, but that's what we have known up until now. So Mary presents her with the Clotta ring, and Robin appears very emotional. I didn't really see any tears, but she's like, you can tell she's very touched. She's touched. She says it felt like being initiated and welcomed into the sorority. I was officially in. So she's officially in. She gets her Clotta ring at the ceremony. And then they do the cake cutting and the cake, I guess, feeding, which I think was so fascinating. Because I'm sure you guys have seen this, but they've scientifically done research. You can Google this. That when a couple smashes the cake into each other's faces, they are more likely to get divorced. Did you know this? That is why I had read this before I got married. I'm coming up on my 5th wedding anniversary this August. And I'd read that and I said to my husband, Schman, no stuffing the cake in my face because it's a bad omen. And Cody tries to do that to Robin. And the women are like, don't do that. She does not want that. Like, don't do it. And he sort of, you know, and Robin kind of like steps back, backs off, doesn't want it. And he sort of stops from trying to smash the cake in her face. But Danu, I'm like, are they going to become part of the statistic too? What? Because, you know, Robin alludes to the fact that she's not happy with Cody. So they start shoving the cake in. They're more likely to get divorced. Here we are, though. They've obviously made it. We're going on 15 years. So there you have it. Also, can I just say, too, with Robin, I hated the butterfly in her hair. I'm sorry. I am not into crowns on grown women, butterflies in the hair for weddings. Okay, for weddings. Yes, I know you feel like a princess. We all felt like a princess on our wedding day. It's such a day to soak in the love of all your family members. Everybody, for the most part, is rooting for you. It's just a beautiful moment. But fucking birds in the hair and butterflies in the hair and a damn tiara when you are 32 years old is just, I can't stand. I just think it's like, why do you want to look like a 14-year-old princess? All right, you're a grown bitch. Let's like get on. Let's get a classic, elegant, gorgeous wedding dress. And wedding dresses now, you can get something that looks like it costs $8,000 for $1,500. Or you can spend $8,000 and it can look really tacky or it can look like $8,000. You know what I mean? But it just, the butterfly was so lame. I'm just like, ugh, it's so cheesy. And then we see the women, you know, this is the scene where they all talk about their wedding receptions and what they were like and if they were joyous. Mary had the best one. I already told you about that. And their wedding ceremonies, they kind of retell it. And then, you know, we see the famous dancing scene with Cody on the dance floor, like kicking it, and his bowl-shaped locks are going nuts and like bobbing back and forth. We all know how Cody, his hair is notoriously the fifth wife. So he's on the dance floor. They're absolutely loving it. Cody and Mary sort of have this moment and, you know, he's telling Mary how much he loves her and saying goodnight to her and because he's going to spend the night with Robin and Mary comes over and embraces Robin and cries and they're working through their jealousy, but they know it has to happen. I don't even know. Like, no, it doesn't have to happen. That's the craziest part. Isn't that weird in life? We put ourselves through so many things when it doesn't, you don't actually have to. No, you don't. You can say no. Anyhow. So it is a super joyous, the kids are having a blast. They're partying at the reception. It just looks like a nice, wholesome, fun wedding where they all had a great time. And all the sister wives go home, except for, of course, Robin and Cody are going to like, you know, spend the night together, of course. I mean, I think they've already been doing that, but they're officially husband and wife, and Robin is officially in the group. So there you have it. Oh, and then Robin's daughter melts down. And this was an interesting moment, too. So Robin's daughter melts down. And Robin, they're in the confessional, all the women, and she's like, God, that girl, you know, she has a meltdown about everything. And then, you know, you just can't get her back. And Christine's like, yeah, well, her whole world is changing. That's why, like, her whole life. And Robin says, well, if her whole world is changing, then it happens every single day. And I was like, oh, okay, check and then checkmate. That was a good response. Okay. I mean, both women had good points, but you could tell Christine was like, really, girl, have some empathy for your daughter. And then Robin was like, okay, I do have empathy, but this happens every single day, girl. So, Christine, what would you like to do here? Like, I was like, oh, we are setting up. We're setting up for all the tension to begin. So I mean, so much happens in this first episode. Now, we're on episode 8. We have, we're on episode 7 today. Then there's 8, and then there is 9. And that is it for season 1. And as you guys recall, as fate would have it, they shot the very first episode. Nobody was interested. TLC passed on the pilot. And then Cody and the crew came back and said, by the way, we're introducing a fourth wife. They picked the cameras back up. And then that is how we created this monster million-dollar number one rated show. So I can't wait to get into season 2, because season 2, they greenlit. And then we really see the families being blended. So, but we have 2 more episodes to go in this season 1, season 8 and 9. What did you guys think when you first saw Cody and Robin's wedding? Did you feel there were any subtle digs? Did you feel at this point you thought they're going to all make it? I just can't wait to see how this family coexists. You can always follow my TikTok. It's all there at the Sarah Fraser Show. Now, again, there's a ton coming up this week on the podcast. First of all, today it's a doubleheader. I also have Dr. Applin on from My Optimal Body. Dr. Applin is a weight loss specialist, and he is talking about how his business is exploding because people are coming to him when Ozempic doesn't work. He's not a fan of Ozempic. He doesn't think it's going to work long term for people, and he's already seeing people who can't either are having such crazy reactions to it, or it stopped working, or it started working and now they're gaining all the weight back. So it's such a fascinating episode. He really talks about this trend of Ozempic, why we are more obese than ever. He actually really gives the answer, which is like, it's so simple. It's so affordable. You should definitely listen to that episode. Weight topics are so passionate for me because I spent so many years gaining and losing weight and on every single yo-yo diet. And I'm so grateful to be at a place where I just don't have to do a shot or, you know, I never think about my weight or counting calories, but it took a while to get there. And I certainly honor, look, if you want to try Ozempic, do it. I mean, I did diet pills, I did laxatives, I did all kinds of things, and no one was going to stop me. So you should be on your own path. But if you want a different way, Dr. Applin from My Optimal Body is on today. Tomorrow, my husband Shman joins the podcast. We have a big IVF update for you. And then Wednesday, it's TLC Talk. Wow. Sister Wives, you know, Janelle has come out and spoken out about the negative comments online around Garrison Brown's death. So we'll get into more of that. All right. Love you all. Thank you for listening to TSFS. So glad that you are here. Bye, everybody.